Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new study reveals harm from abortion-inducing drugs. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We're going to be discussing this important issue on Faith and Freedom. This new study, published in the journal called Frontiers in Neuroscience, provides additional evidence of the harmful biological and behavioral effects of drug-induced abortion. Now, Holly, this study used rat subjects, which is typical for studies when they're beginning, before they use these studies on humans or do research on humans. They're using rat studies, and the studies, according to the report, quote, strongly suggest that pregnancy termination at midterm, first trimester human equivalent, induces significant negative biological and behavioral changes in the rat, close quote. The study also found that the drug-induced abortion presented more negative effects than a spontaneous abortion through miscarriage, and the study finally found that there were positive benefits to carrying the baby to term. Now, it seems pretty obvious that that would be the case, but I think one interesting thing is miscarriage is a spontaneous abortion, if you will, for some kind of chemical, other kinds of biological reasons that may cause a miscarriage. What that does is it interrupts abruptly the various kinds of hormone productions that occur naturally throughout the pregnancy that actually cause different changes in the woman's body. That's one thing in terms of the impact that that has physiologically. This actually compares the drug-induced abortion to a miscarriage and says that it presented more negative effects than a spontaneous abortion. Both of them are stopping the pregnancy mid-cycle, but one is outside of the natural process.
It's an intentional killing of the child.
Mother's chemical reaction and whatever else is going on in the baby. This is an intentional act from a chemical that causes the abortion.
Of course, and this study just confirms what we already know. You know, as of December 31st, 2018, there have already been 24 reported deaths of women in the U.S. using these abortion drugs that, by the way, the FDA approved in 2000. So we know that it causes great harm. And, of course, that doesn't even include the severe hemorrhaging that has been caused, the sepsis, which is severe infection. There has been nearly 600 women that experienced severe blood loss where they had to have transfusions.
Yeah, and a 2014 report from the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute estimated that abortion drugs were used for 23% of all abortions, which is an increase of 17%. In 2008. So,
and of course, if you watch the movie Unplanned, you know, Abby Johnson took this abortion drug before she knew the truth and got out of the, and she almost died from that.
Yeah, there's a very dramatic scene where she actually took this abortion-inducing drug and caused a lot of physical consequences.
And of course, Planned Parenthood just makes it sound like, oh, and you'll just have a heavy period or whatever. Not the truth.
Not the truth. You know, I'm alarmed that there is this mentality that you can just take this pill and get rid of the problem
away,
that they think they have and that it'll all be fine, just like taking a pill for a cold or something like that. At 23% of all abortions, the 2014 study, 23% of all abortions, that's one quarter, almost one fourth of all abortions they found have been done through the chemical abortion. You know, you look at some of the stats where abortions are on the decrease, and you wonder whether or not these chemical abortions are being accounted for in that, or are they only tracking some of the surgical abortions? The problem, however, is that these chemical abortions, they're marketed as safe. You just take this pill. They can be administered up to 10 weeks from pregnancy 10 weeks. Now, we're talking about 6 weeks is where the heartbeat is detected. Mm-hmm. And at 10 weeks, we're well into that first trimester. And so you have a baby that is very identifiable at 10 weeks. So, you know, the FDA under the Obama administration, because of the Obamacare ultimately had these regulations that these abortion or that contraception pills were a part of the essential medical that is required to be provided. Right. Well, under Obama, they also then reinterpreted abortion-inducing drugs and devices as contraception when they're actually not contra before conception. They don't stop or block conception, but they actually work after conception by sloughing off, by causing that brand new fertilized egg to actually become dislodged and become aborted through this chemical abortion drug.
Right. And, you know, these neuroscientists who were in the study, who, by the way, have no ties to the abortion industry, found some breaking ground here in their animal studies. They saw that the animals experienced depression-like behaviors, anxiety-like behaviors, and, you know, they're planning to do more, but it erases the whole social stigma that they're saying, well, you know, depression and anxiety in women who've had abortion are caused by the social
societal
aspect.
Stigma,
but no,
yeah.
It's a physical aspect that's being caused by these drugs.
Well, you know, your chemical imbalance or you disrupt your chemical process, and it has consequences for depression. Mm-hmm. And here, that's what's happening. You're coming into a situation where a drug is abruptly interfering with the production of the hormones and other chemicals that are naturally part of that carrying the baby to term. And this drug interferes with it. It short-circuits all of that.
Right.
And the consequences of that are still being determined, but obviously in this study, it resulted in biological consequences, physical consequences because of the biological, and obviously mental, depressive-type behaviors in rats, that there would be no community stigma within that sector. And, you know, we talk about post-traumatic consequences to someone who has an abortion. We've talked about, and people who have had an abortion, whether it's through a chemical or through a surgical procedure, about how they've gone through states of depression, anger, and self-harm, risky, dangerous behavior, whether it's intoxication, drugs, or other kinds of promiscuous sexual activity, in which their self-esteem has been damaged, and therefore they have a reaction. And you see why, because mm-hmm. this has a psychological, mental, depressive consequence.
You know, you have a life growing inside of you and your body is acclimating to that, providing for that child, and all of a sudden you rip it out one way or the other, there's going to be consequences. So you're not only killing a child, but you're harming women in this process. So Planned Parenthood is a very, very deceptive organization when they try to sell these pills, like they're no big deal.
Well, Dr. Stephen Samut, a neuroscientist and psychology professor at Franciscan University who led the research, said, quote, "The biochemistry indicated potentially long-term effects," close quote. According to his findings, the findings suggest that social pressure or stigma, long suggested as the cause of depression and anxiety in women who have had abortions, do not adequately explain the side effects caused by abortion-inducing drugs. Abortion-inducing drugs harms women. That's what this study confirms, and it's not the first study to do so, but obviously it is deadly to children. It is not a panacea. We need to return this country back to a country that respects the sanctity and dignity of life. You know, we can't continue for decades to kill our children, to literally slaughter our children because of convenience and profit, and then expect our children when they're adolescents or in their early teens or in their early 20s to just love one another and not be angry at one another. We can't continue to kill children, put junk in their mind, and then try to come up with other ways to solve the anger and the problem that we see happening among our society. We've got to return America back to a country that respects life from the moment of conception. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for one or more of our emails right there on that front webpage, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.